From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Lines are moving quickly at major U.S. airports today. The volume of travelers going through Los Angeles International Airport on this, the busiest travel day of the year, is increasing, though. As NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, pressure is being applied by some groups who are against the new TSA security rules requiring full body scans.
Passengers entering the airport were urged to bypass new airport scanners by an organization called We Won't Fly, which says the new scanners are far too revealing.
It'll be a porn star for the TSA today.
Despite that, most travelers were choosing to be scanned, and if not outright supportive of the scans, were resigned to the fact that they would continue. Ed Hanley, on his way to Indianapolis, said more aggressive security is just a fact of post-9/11 life.
Unfortunately, it's a necessary evil that we have to go through, and I think the more people complain, it just prolongs our stay in security.
LAX expects to see about 1.5 million travelers over the holiday weekend. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles International Airport.
U.S. officials arrested a New Jersey executive in connection with a widening federal investigation into insider trading. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports the businessman allegedly helped pass information illegally to a hedge fund.
56-year-old Don Chu was reportedly arrested as he was preparing to take a trip to Taiwan. He was charged with one count of securities fraud and one count of wire fraud. Chu is an Asia expert at California-based Primary Global Research. The firm advertises itself as providing expert intelligence about a range of industries, including healthcare, technology, retail, and media. Authorities say that in July 2009, Chu helped pass on earnings information from a publicly traded technology company before it was officially released. Authorities say he acted as a liaison between an insider at the company and a hedge fund executive named Richard Lee, who was secretly cooperating with federal investigators. Chu's lawyer did not respond immediately for comment. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
A batch of economic reports out today shows a mixed view of the U.S. economy. New home sales fell last month to a near-record low. Sales of single-family homes were down in October by 8.1%. Stuart Hoffman, chief economist with PNC Financial, says the decline shows the housing market is still struggling.
I would just say after some blips when there was a home buyer's tax credit last fall and earlier in the spring of this year, following that, these sales have sort of fallen back down to the bottom.
And the median price of a house also down by 14%. However, the number of Americans filing first-time jobless claims was down by 34,000 last week, and personal income and spending also higher last month. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 141 points at last check at 11,178. The NASDAQ up 46. The S&P 500 up 16 at 1197. This is NPR. Ireland is unveiling the harshest budget cuts in history in a four-year plan cutting $20 billion. 24,000 state employees could lose their jobs, and the sales tax could soar to 23%. This plan, though, is a prerequisite for the country to get a loan of more than $100 billion from the IMF and the EU. Today, President Obama pardoned two turkeys in an annual Thanksgiving tradition. NPR's White House correspondent Ari Shapiro reports Mr. Obama has yet to pardon any humans.
Pardons have become controversial, mostly because of the rare politicized cases. President Clinton pardoned fugitive financier Mark Rich. President George W. Bush commuted the sentence of former White House aide Scooter Libby. But political scientist P.S. Ruckman Jr., who writes the Pardon Power blog, says those cases are the exception.
Unknown, and the pardon is completely uncontroversial.
President Obama has not pardoned any humans. In another month, he'll pass President George W. Bush as the slowest president in modern history to use the clemency power. In contrast, his tally of turkey pardons is now up to four, including the turkeys he pardoned this Thanksgiving, named Apple and Cider. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Another launch delay for Discovery. This one could push back the space mission into Christmas. NASA is reviewing repairs made to Discovery since a November 5th launch attempt when hydrogen leaks canceled the countdown. Unrelated cracks were later found on the fuel tank. Herbal and chemical blends sold as synthetic marijuana at shops and on the Internet are one step closer to being banned. The DEA is classifying five chemicals used to make the fake pot as illegal drugs, at least temporarily. From Washington, I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.